Hi everyone and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the environmental impact of the cosmetics industry, and more specifically, the makeup aspect of that industry. So there are three major categories that can be talked about when it comes to the makeup industry. One is the packaging, two is the contents, and three is the production. So when it comes to packaging, the majority of makeup products actually come in plastic packaging or have certain plastic components within the packaging. And as we know, plastic is often single use. And the problem with single use plastic is that it ends up in the landfills. And because there's so many things that kind of pile up in the landfills, plastic isn't ever really able to break down because there's no air for it to decompose once more trash is on top. So that's very dangerous in that sense. And there are some companies that are starting to come out with cardboard packaging, which technically could be recycled, but the problem is that it actually isn't recyclable because it's often either mixed in with plastic for sort of like a shinier finish, or it's just covered in glue to keep everything in place, and that stuff can't actually be recycled. So you can see where the problem lies in terms of packaging. Now, when it comes to the contents of the makeup products, there are most products actually contain the Dirty Dozen, which is essentially a list of 12 chemicals and toxins that are extremely dangerous both to us and to the environment. And some of those chemicals include BHA, BHT, coal tar dyes, things like that. So again, lots of toxicity within the products themselves. And these products are often kind of flushed down the drain where they bioaccumulate, meaning they build up. And because they are synthetics, they have no way of breaking down when they get into the water body. So they essentially just start to accumulate and it affects the organisms and the life inside of those systems. Not to mention that that water also ends up in our soils and we use it to grow crops, and which kind of essentially brings that issue back to ourselves because we're eating the stuff that's being grown with the toxic soil. And then the last issue with the makeup with makeup products in the makeup industry is the fact that a lot of companies are still testing on animals. And so animals are burned, crippled, or poisoned and abused in labs every single year. And it's been shown that these tests aren't even effective because a lot of things that animals experience, we don't experience as humans, and vice versa. So these things can easily be phased out, and they're obviously starting to. We're definitely in a better place than we used to be, but they're still being used. Animals are still being used, and it's something that we should really phase out and do lab testing instead, because that's more telling of what's actually going to happen when using these products. And another issue with the production is the fact that it's becoming such a large-scale phenomenon. So we're constantly buying more and more products as they're coming out, and there's just becoming more waste involved because we're not necessarily using our old products because now there's new products. So just the fact that it's generating a lot of waste in that sense, and we're constantly buying more and not using the old ones, it's just generating a lot of waste, which is not great for the environment. There are solutions to this problem, solutions include going to companies that have refill policies rather than continuously buying new products over and over again. Trying to avoid large palettes that include shades that you're never going to use, kind of minimize that to things that you'll end up using fully and then replacing that with a refill mechanism. And also just choose brands that don't test on animals and that have ingredient lists that aren't part of the Dirty Dozen, to make sure that what you're using both for yourself and for the environment aren't necessarily toxic or super toxic. Yeah, so thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next week. And just a reminder, I'm a little someone trying to make a big difference.